Well, perhaps you've had a conversation with your children talking about their dreams and goals for their life. Well, maybe you think about this in your own life. You might think about what interests you. You ask your kids about what they're passionate about. But do you ever ask, what do you think God wants for you? Well, in his new book, Dream Bigger, author Dan DeMatt will take you on a 21-day journey to unlock God's dream for your life. Dan is the host of EWTN's Beyond Damascus and is joining me today. Hello, Dan. Thanks so much for your time today.
Hey, thank you. It's a joy to be on your show.
Well, what a great book. And in fact, I'll start here. Archbishop Charles Chaput writes, Dan DeMatt has dreamed big dreams, and his new book invites you and me to do the same. Get this book and you will be inspired. Ah, I love that. So let me ask you, do we limit our life goals when we leave God out of the picture and go with what we feel we're passionate about?
You know, I think we definitely limit our life goals to the extent that we only focus on what we are possible, what we are capable of accomplishing versus what God's capable of accomplishing. So I think a lot of times when we dream, we dream through the lens of what can I accomplish and what do my natural gifts and abilities bring to the table, and we look at it from an earthly lens. But we have a gospel that says nothing is impossible for God, and he says if you have faith, you can say to the mountains, get up and move, and they will move. And so when you dream with God and when you have a faith to move mountains, God can do impossible and wonderful things through you. And so we don't want to limit ourselves to me. We want to limit ourselves to God's capacity.
Oh, absolutely. Dan, I can attest that even in my own life, in my career path, of all the things I thought possible I would do, I never believed or thought that I would be on Catholic radio and yet through God's hand so definitely involved with it. Well, this is where I am. So it lends me to ask you, how does God's dream for us kind of differ than our own dreams?
Yeah, you know, I think that's such a good question. I think ultimately, God inspires us to dream in a way that is really partnering with what he wants to accomplish in the world. And so I think there's an element of in the conversion process when we, you know, holiness isn't about doing. Holiness isn't about doing all the right things. Holiness is about becoming. It's about becoming another Christ in this world. And as we become more like Jesus, we take on the mind of Christ. And when we take on the mind of Christ, we look at the world not from just our perspective, but we look at the world from God's perspective. And, you know, I really lay out a vision for dreaming with God that the starting place is a heavenly place where I sit side by side with God the Father, and I just ask him to show me how he sees the world. How does he see poverty? How does he see those who are lost? How does he see my school, my workplace? How does he see my family? How does he see my neighborhood? And as you just sit and converse with God from his perspective, to see the world from his perspective, something happens in your heart that you take on the mind of Christ, you take on the heart of Christ. And sooner or later, as you see the world from his perspective, he says, hey, this is a part of the world that I want you to make a difference in. Will you join me in that? And you start to discover what he's asking from you.
Dan DeMatt is joining us today. He's the host of EWTN's Beyond Damascus. He's also the author of a great new book titled Dream Bigger. Well, Dan, you know, with raising kids and the Good Deacon and I, we've raised four children, are still raising the youngest ones. You know, in their lives, we focus them. We look at what they can do and what they're interested in. We put them in sports that they tend to be good at, or after school programs for art and different things like that. And then you go to college and you're like, help them pick a degree. And then they graduate and boy, they are ready to just take on everything that they have learned. That's not to say, though, that there are obstacles in the way. There's obstacles that keep us from really experiencing the greatness intended for us. What are some of the pitfalls that we seem to always fall into?
Yeah, great question. Thank you. I think one of the ones that comes to mind the most is just the fear of failure. Mm. There's a fear that if God reveals something on my heart that I'm called to do something great with my life, I'm afraid I'm going to fail. And overcoming that fear of failure is absolutely critical. And so I kind of coach throughout the book on how to overcome a fear of failure. I think also the fear of opinions of others becomes very crippling, that we can, in a sense, allow the opinions of others to dictate our actions. And we get our compass from other people as opposed to relying on the Lord for our compass in that process. And then I'd say lastly, just almost a small-mindedness or a complacency that, like, what I'm doing is good enough. I think the Lord wants to pull greatness out of us, not to say that we're not enough, so we shouldn't experience that feeling of inadequacy, but that we also shouldn't be in a place of just lukewarmness where I live for a comfort kingdom or I live for me and my own, but I really ask how can I partner with God in transforming this world for the sake of the salvation of souls and for the sake of advancing the kingdom of God.
Dan, you spoke just a moment ago about pondering what God wants for us, thinking about his plans for our whole lives and that for our families and those things that we want to try to really experience greatness in. But how is dreaming about what God wants for us different than fantasizing about our own pursuits and things that we want to do?
Well, I think there's a difference between a God-given dream and a fantasy. So a dream is something that with faith you move on with action and strategy. And a fantasy is something you think about, but you have no strategy or plan around it. And so, you know, faith builds on nature. And so the Lord wants us to use natural skill sets, natural strategies to put his dreams into action. And so this actually, the book isn't just a book. I find that a lot of times we can read books and they don't transform our life. And the goal of this book was actually that it would transform our lifestyle, or it would help us actually discover the dream and start activating the dream. So every single day of this journey, there's actual journal pages and there's daily activations where you can read a little bit about how to discover God's dream for your life and then activate that by moving into a time of prayer or action to help you truly discover that. And then towards the latter part of the book, there's activations that help you strategize, how do I put God's dream on my life into action? And I think a lot of times I meet, like, so I'm kind of like a Catholic entrepreneur and I love innovation and ideas and creativity and vision. And so I meet with so many people who are trying to start new ministries or start new apostolates or do some new program at their church. And so often they've got an incredible dream or they have an incredible idea, but they don't know what practical steps to take to put that into action. And so this book it just takes all of my experience of helping people activate their own dreams and ideas and helps the reader just really say, okay, I've got this awesome dream I want to pursue. How do I get started?
Well, the way to get started is to get Dan's new book, Dream Bigger, A 21-Day Journey to Unlock God's Dream for Your Life. It is out by Sophia Institute Press. All right, well, let's open up this book. In 21 days, hopefully we can turn our lives into something greater and dream right along with God. So how is your book meant to be used, and what do you hope the reader gets out of it after 21 days?
You know, I just hope everyone becomes everything that God wanted them to be. I think that when I love that we call God Father and we call ourselves His children. I've got four amazing kids, and when I look at them, they're young, and all I see, I look at their uniqueness. I look at their particular quirks, their skills, their beauty, and I just dream of who they will become. And I went through a process of just as a dad thinking about my own kids and then sitting down in prayer and saying, okay, God, how do you look at me, you know, like as my dad, and you see me as your child, and you see my future, and you have desires for me. And So I think I just really want people to become who their dad sees that they'll become and allow their dad to pull that out of them. I spend time praying and thinking about how I can pull that out of my own children, how I can pull greatness out of them, how I can shape them and form them to be everything God wants them to be and I want them to be. And the Father does that for us. I also just really, you know, my heart wants to see the church be innovative again. The church used to be a place of innovation and creativity. And you think about the Renaissance time period. It was the church that brought all this new life into the world through art and beauty. And I feel like we've lost that innovation as a church. And so to rediscover the beauty of Catholicism is a big part of my dream for this book.
Well, the name of that book is Dream Bigger, a 21-day journey to unlock God's dream for your life. It would be an excellent resource for our Lenten season to kind of explore more. It is out by Sophia Institute Press. Well, Dan, I really appreciate your time today. I look forward to reading this book and just really kind of seeing and dreaming about what God's dream is for me. Thank you so very much today.
Amen. No problem. Thank you.
And again, that is Dan DeMatt. So the name of the book again, Dream Bigger, a 21-day journey to unlock God's dream for your life. I will be sure to add a link to where you can get right to Sophia Institute Press, order a copy for yourself, or better yet, go to one of our great local Catholic bookstores. I'm sure they will be able to get a copy for you. Again, you're going to find those links on the podcast of this interview, materdayradio.com.